down there and have a good time. They can do that too. I don't know. I don't know about you. I was just listening to the songs and kind of where they took us this morning, talking about how our lives are so broken, but God's amazing grace, and then just ending with holy, holy, holy. I just thought about so many things in my life that God has done as we sang those things, and about visiting my family and so many other things that's happened the last few weeks. And I just hope that you're sitting there saying, God, you are great. I love you. Thank you for taking me a broken and beat up and scattered. Thank you for your amazing grace. You are holy. For all that you've done, we praise you. And that's why we're here this morning. We do have a very special guest this morning, Pastor Peacefully from Mesot. He has been here before. I've heard him speak here before. And it's a partnership that CCC has had for, I think, a little over 2 years. And if I'm correct, through some of the funds that we give Pastor Peacefully, three missionaries are at least partially supported in Myanmar. Maybe they'll talk about that a little bit. We briefly talked about what he's going to share this morning, just an idea. But I just hope you listen to it with great expectation that God has something very special for you this morning from his word. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. So, my name is Peacefully. I'm Karen with a Karen shirt. All the pastor of Karen, you know, if they preach without wearing a Karen shirt, then no one will listen. That's our culture. So, I'm living in the border of Myanmar and Thailand. And originally, I'm from Burma, from the Karen state, where the war is forced us to flee into Thailand. When I was 12 years old, then the whole of my life, I was in the border inside Thailand, and I also grew up in the refugee camp. It's a good experience that God placed me in there, and now he gave me a church in one of the place in the border, and I'm serving as a pastor and also doing some of the missions, both in Thai size and also in Burma. So it's good that we have a partnership with CCC Church. We come to know each other, and that we have been supporting, you know, three of our missionaries who are serving in Burma in the very remote and jungle. So it's good that, you know, you're supporting, and thank you very much for that. Last year, you know, it's the first time that I've been here for the last year. It's just to come and present some of the things that the ministry and that I'm doing over there. But this time, it's as a preacher. So if you are expecting a good preacher for this morning, or a smart preacher, you are right. But I have to speak in Karen, not in English, because, you know, it may not be good, come up smart, you know, because the problem of the language. But I think if it is in Karen, I will be really smart. But you always sleep, I think. And second thing, before I come, I asked Mike, how about the slide, the PowerPoint for preaching? And they said, well, it's okay, or if you prepare. I said, I cannot prepare. I can prepare, but when I speak, it will not go to the slide. When I speak here and then there, it's not matching, maybe you will be more confused. So I said, it's better, you know, I will just stick in the note that I'm ready down. So I think the PowerPoint for you now is the Bible. If you have the Bible there, if you open it, and then you can catch up. So the passage that I'm choose for this morning is in John 4, verse 1 to 30. I think you are familiar with this story about Jesus and Samaritan woman. So today, you know, if Jesus sitting with us together here now in this presence, and if he asks, what do people say that I am? Maybe if Gandhi sitting here, Gandhi will say that, well, you are a great teacher and a moral teacher. If any Muslim sitting here will say that, you are a great prophet. And if any Hindu sitting here will say that, you are one of the deity that incarnated. And if a Buddhist sitting here will say that, you are a way, but not the way. How will you say that? What will we say? There are many of our Christians that are fighting each other by knowing Jesus. Some say that he is surely human. Some say that Jesus, you are only God. Some say that you are one God and half man. Then we fight before, you know, long, long time ago. So we can learn this from the story of this. How this Samaritan woman come to know Jesus. How she replied, how she come to realize who is the one who's sitting and asking and talking with her. So according to this passage, maybe many of the preachers can already preach in different angle, but I'm going to focus on the understanding of the Samaritan woman toward Jesus. How did she see Jesus and know Jesus? I'm not going to read out the whole passage because it's quite a long passage. So I hope that, you know, through the preaching, you know, you will catch up with all the verses and all the verses. According to the verse 1 to 6, it's about Jesus, you know, left Judah to go to Galilee. So in the land of Palestine, it's only 120 miles long from north to south. And in the north, there lay a Galilee, and in the south is a Judea. Jesus left his ministry at Judea to transfer his ministry to Galilee in order to avoid the controversy of the baptism. And the shorter way to travel from Judah to Galilee is take you 3 days. And then within that 3 days, you have to cross the city of the Samaritan. Most of the Jewish people, they never take that 3 days trip. They turn around for 7 days in order to avoid, because they don't want to enter into that place, because that's not a holy place. So Jesus chose the 3 day trip in order to enter to the place of Samaritan and to enter to the place of Samaritan city. Maybe she want to preach or she want to evangelize to that place. On the way, Jesus and his disciple came to the town of Sychar, and they are tired and they stopped there. And just at the fork of the road, there was a well known as Jacob's well. It was a piece of the ground that had been bought by Jacob. Jacob bought that land and dig a well there. It was a place where Joseph had been buried there. And there are many memorials of Jewish on this well, as well as the Samaritan. The well is more than 100 feet deep. And so without any bucket, without any drawing, you can never get water. So when Jesus and his disciple came and reached to that well, they are hungry. Jesus was tired with the journey. And it was a midday. It was a midday. The 6th hour is 12 o'clock in the midday. And Jesus, thirsty, and his disciple went on to buy food in the Samaritan town. Actually, without Jesus, the disciple may never go to the town. But with Jesus, maybe with the command of Jesus, they choose to go inside and buy the food. And Jesus sat there, and more than half a mile from Sychar, one of the women from the city came and to draw the water. It was about 12 at noon, and this woman, you know, come in the midday to draw the water. Why? This woman came to the well, as she was so much of a moral outcast. She came at this time in order to avoid the people. But beside the well, she met Jesus. She can notice that the man, that Jesus, he was a Jewish man. She can notice that, maybe because of the wearing clothes. And she thought to avoid Jesus, because she know that this man is just a Jewish, because Jewish people never talk to the Samaritan. So in verse 7 and 9, we will see that suddenly Jesus asked her to give him a drink. And she turned to Jesus with surprise. And she said, "I am a Samaritan." She said, "You are a Jew. How is it that you ask a drink for me?" So the woman thought Jesus as one of the Jews, as an ordinary man. Race, nationality had been raised up here by a woman. She didn't know who the man is. But for her, she just knows that the Jews and Samaritans cannot talk to each other. In this boundary of race, traditional, why this man of Jews talked to her? That what she think. She left surprised. In her life, she was so lonely. And she didn't feel that anyone concerns and talk to her and kind to her, even his old people, Samaria. So in verse 10, Jesus keep on talking to her and raise up the conversation to her. And Jesus continued his conversation. And Jesus answered her, "If you know the free gift that God is offering you, and if you knew who is speaking to you, and if you knew who was saying to you, 'Give me to drink,' you will have asked him, and he will have given you living water." Then the woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket to draw with, and the well is deep. Where does this living water that you have come from? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and who himself drank from it with his children and his cattle?" So the woman come to realize that with the question of, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" So Jacob is not really ordinary. Jacob was one of the great heroes and ancestor father of Samaritan. Because they claim that they are descended from Joseph and the son of Jacob. Most of the travelers on that journey, they used to carry the bucket to carry water, you know. But she saw Jesus without anything, without any bucket. But how can she get water? So the woman feels surprised by thinking Jesus, he's not only a Jew, he's not only an ordinary man, he's maybe greater than our father Jacob, or maybe he's one of the hero or one of the good moral role model man. So she thought that man may be someone extraordinary or someone who is greater than Jacob. So we can see that the development of the understanding of the woman is getting higher toward Jesus. And she come to realize Jesus as someone in her questions. And Jesus continued the conversation because he knows that it's not a nun. And then in verse 13 to 19, Then Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." And Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." And the woman answered him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." Then the woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet." The woman sees Jesus as a prophet. The prophet was regarded as a man of God, and the prophet are those who speak in the truth, and all the word of the prophet is from God. The prophet are those who pointed out the weakness of the people. In this way, the woman comes to realize that Jesus is one of the prophets who is speaking the truth about her life and her sin. And she had a sense of strength toward Jesus. She saw Jesus as a prophet, a man of God, a man who knows the truth, a man who knows the future by the Spirit of God, and a man that God poured out God's Spirit to them. So the understanding of the woman is getting higher than the previous. It is not enough. She didn't see Jesus. She didn't know Jesus as a perfect God. So the conversation keep on going in this story, and the woman continued the conversation with an argument now about the worship between Jewish and Samaritan. So the woman want to learn more by raising an argument about the Jewish and Samaritan about the worship, which is written in the prophet, the book of the prophet. So in verse 20, and further on, we will see that the woman said, "Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but Jews say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." That's the conflict between the Jewish and the Samaritan. In this reason, the woman raised up the religious argument and conceptions about worship because she thought she may come to know the truth about the truth, religions, and worship. In verse 21, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me. The hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know, for salvation is for the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such this to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." This is the revelations of the truth. The woman was cast out in the community, and she felt so lonely and never gets involved in the worship because of her sin. Jesus wants to correct the understanding of the woman and change the practice of the worship because the people depend on too much of racial liturgy festival. And they forget to worship God in spirit. And they forget to care for the people of a sinner. And in this stage, the woman come to know the truth, and she continued her doubt toward Jesus. The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." The woman is waiting for Jesus as a sinner. She was cast off. She is waiting when the Messiah of Jesus Christ coming, She will be count. Her sin will be forgiven. She will come to know the truth. So, because she knows that if Messiah is coming, she is going to understand all the truth and know all things by the proclamation of the Messiah. Maybe she is not so sure that the man that she is talking with now seems like a Messiah or just a prophet. So she wants to make it sure to confess. So in verse 26, we can see that Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Now the woman knows exactly. The man that she is speaking with is not only Jews. He's not only greater as a hero or great father or not only a great as a prophet. He is God, the one who she is waiting for and the one who will come to set her free from her sin. Then the woman left her water jar suddenly and went back to the city, and she said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? Come and see. The man who proclaimed everything, the man that I'm waiting for, the man that is coming for me and to redeem me, rescue me, restore me from my sin. Come and see." She was the cousin of the community. She was lonely for a long time, but now she ran back to the city and invited the people to come and see. And the people come back to the well. So regarding to the story, Jesus is a Samaritan woman, and we can see the development and knowledge is growing bigger and higher in the conversation by sitting and spending time with Jesus. For the first step, she saw Jesus as ordinary man, different people, race, and nationality, nothing special than ordinary man. The second step, she saw Jesus as a little extraordinary, as one of the great men, a hero and a great father, as Jacob, and well respected in the community. Another step is the woman saw Jesus as a prophet and man of God, as one of the great religious leader who is teaching and speaking and revealing the truth. The final step, the woman confessed that Jesus is Messiah, the one who will come to set the sinner free, renew life, renew the worship, proclaim the truth, and heal the physical illness as well as a spiritual illness. So my conclusion is, what the answer that we will say to Jesus if he is with us? We may say that Jesus is Messiah and you are Christ. But sometimes we as a Christian who follow Jesus Christ, remaining in the boundary of racial discrimination, we are very nationalistic, cultural, and traditional in diversity. Jesus becomes just one of a man among us by our daily life. Sometimes we confess that Jesus is Christ and Jesus is Messiah, but we follow him as a great man, as a great teacher who teaches us a good living. And we respect him as a special man and our hero. We like him, we love him, follow him as our role model and as a community leader. And sometimes we try to follow Jesus as one of our religious leader, the one who stands between God and us, the one who knows our future, the one who knows the truth, the one that we can learn the truth from him, and the one who can even predict our future. We sing him as the one who can point out our weakness, feeling, and we honor him as the man of God who gives us a happiness. We are very religious, but not spiritual in our life. We should always remember that Jesus is God in our life, the Messiah the Christ who redeemed us, saved us from sin, death and resurrected, the Son of God, and he is one of the Trinity. He is above our understanding. We fully need to confess by our heart that Jesus is God, the Messiah. He will fulfill all of our emptiness and deliver us from sin. He is the only one who can lead us to the eternal life. So my dear brother and sister, let's live our daily life to show that Jesus is God, the Messiah, and to tell the truth, experience that we have, and bring everyone to Christ. As the woman have illness and be cured, and bring many people to the world, I hope we all will do the same thing as her. So, thank you very much.